Have you ever wondered what goes into making paper? It all starts with the raw material. Wood is debarked and chopped up into chips. Next is pulping. The wood chips are mixed with water and chemicals to separate its cellulose fibers from each other. This results in a pulp slurry, the raw material that makes up paper. This is also the point where recycled paper can be added into the mix. Bleaching substances are also added to create that pure white color we all know. But how does this fiber soup get turned into paper? Well, it has to be drained, of course. The pulp gets poured over a long wire screen and spread out. This drains the excess water. The water will be reused for the next batch, ensuring no material is wasted in the process. As the pulp dries, it starts to fuse together while on the wire screen. Is it paper now? Not yet. It still needs some processing to ensure the paper is smooth and durable. First, the wire screen is passed through a set of rollers. They squeeze the water out while squeezing the fibers together, making the paper stronger. Next, the screen is passed through another set of rollers. This time, the rollers are heated. This evaporates the remaining moisture in the paper. Finally, it goes through one last set, smoothening out the paper. It makes sure that the paper has a consistent, flat surface, ready for writing or printing. For shiny paper, the sheets are coated with clay to give it that glossy finish. What's the last step? Waiting. The paper has to dry completely. This hardens the paper until it reaches its final form. Then it gets rolled up or cut into sheets to be transported and sold. What do you think? Do you see paper in a new light after finding out how it's made?